Unionized healthcare workers gathered outside the State Department of Public Health in Hartford Thursday. They were there to deliver petitions calling for the removal of a state leader and for better working conditions. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
What do we want?
Present pay!
When do we want it?
Now!
When do we want?
Now!
Union organizers and workers from nursing homes, group homes, and home health care agencies stood on the front steps of the Department of Public Health as they called for the removal of Barbara Cass, who oversees quality and safety compliance at nursing home facilities for the department. More than half of all COVID-19 deaths in Connecticut have been among nursing home residents. Workers claim that Cass ignored demands for more personal protective equipment and relied too heavily on the word of facility administrators and home operators. Jesse Martin is vice president of SEIU 1199. He says more than 2,000 workers have signed the petition.
She's regularly chosen the word of bosses over the words of frontline caregivers, and that's unacceptable.
Some workers say they still don't have enough personal protective equipment. Anir Pennant is a unionized home health worker.
I don't know why the state don't trust us to say what we need. We know our client the best. We know what they need. We protect our clients, we protect ourselves, we protect our families.
State officials say they hear the concerns from these frontline workers, but they support Cass, the work she's done throughout the pandemic, and her role going forward. Governor Ned Lamont spoke at a briefing Thursday.
She inherited a really hard job overseeing all these nursing homes right in the middle of a pandemic, doing everything she could to keep them inspected, make sure they're following the protocols, make sure they were getting the PPE that they needed, and I think she operated heroically.
Meanwhile, union protesters waited more than an hour in late afternoon for a department official to receive their petitions. When no one came down, they taped them to the front door. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.